You spake of drunkenness. What say you of that?
I say that it is a horrible vice and too much used in England. Every country, city, town, village, and other places hath abundance of alehouses, taverns, and inns, which are so fraughted with maltworms night and day that you would wonder to see them. You shall have them there sitting at the wine and good ale all the day long, yea, all the night too, peradventure a whole week together, so long as any money is left, swilling, gulling, and carousing from one to another till never a one can speak a ready word. Then, with the spirit of the buttery they are thus possessed, a world it is to consider their gestures and demeanour, how they strut and stammer, stagger and reel to and fro like madmen, some vomiting, spewing and disgorging their filthy stomachs, others some pissing under the board as they sit, which is most horrible. Some fall to swearing, cursing and banning, interlacing their speeches with curious terms of blasphemy to the great dishonour of God and offence to the godly ears present.
But they say that God ordained wines and strong drinks to cheer the heart and to sustain the body. Therefore it is lawful to use them to that end.
Meats moderately taken corroborate the body, refresheth the arteries and revive the spirits, making them apter every member to do his office as God hath appointed. But being immoderately taken, as commonly they be, they are instruments of damnation to the abusers thereof, and nourish not the body, but corrupt it rather, and cast it into a world of diseases. And a man once drunk with wine or strong drink rather resembleth a brute beast than a Christian man. For do not his eyes begin to stare and to be red, fiery and blurred, blubbering forth, seize tears? Doth he not froth and foam at the mouth? Doth not his tongue falter and stammer in his mouth? Doth not his head seem as heavy as a millstone, he not being able to bear it up? Are not his wits and spirits, as it were, drowned? Is not his understanding altogether decayed? Do not his hands and all his body quiver and shake, as it were, with a quotidian fever? And besides these, it casteth him into a dropsy or a pleurisy nothing so soon. It enfeebleth the sinews, it weakeneth the natural strength, it corrupteth the blood, it dissolveth the whole man at length, and finally maketh him forgetful of himself altogether, so that what he doeth being drunk, he remembereth not being sober.